You're listening to Rattigan's Rockcast, a series focused on talking about music from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and even current. Now, here's your host, Tom Rattigan.
What is going on, guys? Welcome to Rattigan's Rockcast. Thank you, whether you are listening to this on WMAO, Amazon, Spotify, Anchor, Castos, wherever you are on, I am glad you are on. So, we talked about Maroon 5's first album, Songs About Jane. We then talked about their live acoustic version. Now, we're talking about their second album. It was 5 years since they released their first album. And finally, in 2007, we got a second album with new material from Maroon 5. And yeah, it's a good sophomore release. It has some great songs on it. It adds to the same rock element it has. And Adam Levine says the one thing that's different and the one thing that was edgier about it was that, you know, it was a little bit more of a rock style, and they were able to gain influences from collaborations with Kanye West and Alicia Keys. And the one thing too is it's not about the same girl like every song on Songs About Jane. It's about one different, you know, it's about, you know, different girls on each album. You know, it's not just referring to the same girl as it was before, as it was on Songs About Jane. So that's one thing. Now, the one thing about this album that I really do enjoy is the instrumentation. The instrumentation works pretty well. You know, Adam's voice is great too, especially on, you know, fast songs, definitely on like A Little of Your Time, Can't Stop, you know, but why don't we dive into the first song on the album, which is If I Never Seen Your Face Again. And that, like Harder to Breathe, it's a great intro, and it's great of a, you know, it's, the instrumentation adds up to Adam's voice, and it's just, it's got that edgy, dark vibe of, with, you know, a woman, the same with Hard to Breathe, you know, the lyrics are kind of, you know, represent sexual, you know, thing, like, you know, vibes, lines like, you felt your breath on my neck, just works pretty well, and just that, like, and even in the chorus, you just tell how dark it is, too, like, what, the way Adam Levine is singing it, and I think it works pretty well, and, there is a version with Rihanna where they do a duet, and that was on the reissue in 2008, and I think it was on Rihanna's album too, I believe. But but the original version with just them that was released on the, you know, their album that was released on May 15th of 2007. So, you know, it works pretty well. And then the second song, which great way to, you know, have this song right after the next. Like I said, Songs About Jane, I didn't like the track listing at all times. This track listing is perfect because the main singles are not so lined up together and all that. Like, Makes Me Wonder is good. Even though If I Never Seen Your Face and Makes Me Wonder was a single and all that stuff, If I Never Seen Your Face doesn't seem that much like a single anyway, you know, and all that. But Makes Me Wonder, I remember hearing that on the radio and all that, and I always liked it when I heard it. I always thought it was a really good song. I thought it was really great, and the way the guitar work on it, Levine's voice is great. You know, just there's a lot of cool things about it. It's a cool, like, kind of funk. You know, I like the music video of it, and I like they did a good performance in 2007 of it, and yeah, and like I said, like, you know, like the cursing, you know, like, you know, how Adam Levine does a good job at the cursing in, you know, Harder to Breathe on Songs About Jane. He it's not like he's forcing it in. It works pretty well. Like, I remember hearing on the radio, like, and it always seemed like it was like this muffled sentence where it's like, and it really makes me wonder, like, it always like, but like, it's funny how it was actually the line is, if I ever gave a fuck about you, you know? I mean, that's the thing that I find interesting about it, is that it's that, you know? And I think it works. I mean, I think it's like, I don't think it's forced. I think it's funny how it is, you know, used. And I think mature lyrics work well, and considering this was on the radio and kids would listen to this, I mean, I knew kids who were fans of Maroon 5, I mean, at that age and all that stuff, you know, like, and it's funny how these references were all passed, like, was all under our noses, and we didn't know that much about them, or what they meant, and I think that's what's cool, that it was able, but they were adult lyrics, they worked pretty well. And then, the third song on this album, Little of Your Time, I feel like that adds more of the rock element to this album, works pretty well. I feel like there's a lot of influences from like the Police here, you know, and other artists, because Adam Levine said there was a lot of artists that they got influence from, like Prince and the Talking Heads, and you could totally see that with Prince, because a lot of Prince's music was oozing with sex, and a lot of these songs, you know, have that vibe. Now, I'm not saying they add up to Prince's vibe, not really, it's more of a, but a good vibe that they can get for the specific era they're in, I think, as well. Yeah, so that's all what I can say about Little of Your Time. It's very fast-paced, very, you know, just like, you know, it's a quick song, but it's like, you know, you remember it and it works well. And then the fourth song is Wake Up Call, which was another main single. And in the music video, it's kind of like, they kind of portray it as like kind of like a movie type of thing. And it works well, I think, as like a and in the song, it's like a movie kind of in your head. It's like a mental movie. And I think it works pretty well. And, you know, I do think the build-up works of going to the chorus, but I will say, I feel like the chorus is a little tame. It's like, this is what we got to, because it's very complaining. Like, don't you care about me anymore? You care about me? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, lines like, 6 foot tall, came without a warning, so I had to shoot him dead. Like, what? And then stuff like, and I find you sleeping soundly, and your lover screaming loudly. I mean, whoa, damn. I mean, there's a lot happening in that song, and like a lot you could pick up. And I remember when I heard this song, and I would show this to, when I would tell the lyrics to mom and to my mom and dad, and they'd be like, what? That's not it. They barely thought that I was, and I was like, no, listen to it. And I'm like, oh my god. I always found that funny. And then the fifth song is I Won't Go Home Without You, which, listen, this is another example of the singles early on in the album, but they don't feel like on top of each other like songs about Jane is in some ways, you know, it kind of flows a little bit more natural. And Won't Go Home Without You is pretty, it's a nice ballad. I remember hearing this in restaurants, I'd be like, oh, this is really sweet, and it's like, oh, that's Maroon 5, and it works pretty well. And I think you know, Adam's voice works for it. I think the melody works. I think you know, the drumming's good. I think, you know, there's a lot of the guitar licks between Adam's verses and all that, I think, are perfect. I think, well, not I don't want to say perfect, but I just think, like, you know, work for the song. I think the sadness, I think they are able to get a melody that's sad enough for the type of song it is. And yeah, and it works. And I think, you know, the music video also does a good job at painting the image of what the song was and all that too. So yeah, definitely, you know, I like that song too. I don't have a problem with that song. And Nothing Lasts Forever, that's another really good song, and it's I think it's nice how they play it right after Won't Go Home Without You. I think it works well with that. I think it's interesting because that was one line was used in when Adam Levine was collaborating with Kanye West, he used one of the lines in that song for Nothing Lasts Forever, and I think it works well. And I think, like, you know, Adam Levine does have a good voice that, like, I wouldn't say he has the best voice in the music industry. But I do think that with the type of music, that the instrumentation of music helps his voice become better and it becomes more entertaining. Like, you know, and I'm not saying that he can't do an a cappella song, but I never heard and I don't know how it would sound. It's just, you could tell whenever he's singing, you can hear what the instrumentation's going to be like after. Like, you can hear it floating right after, and it's like, it's rising next to him, you know, like, right after he's singing it. And it works, you know, again, I think it works. I think it's a good type of tune. Yeah, no. And then Can't Stop, that's another I feel like, you know, definitely influence from like groups like me, like Talking Heads, and definitely The Police. I feel a lot of that influence, which they actually did tour with The Police that year when The Police got back together for a reunion and all that. I think Can't Stop works as that punk, yeah, it definitely has that punk vibe, and I think it works pretty well. And then, of course, we've got coming at number 8 is Goodnight, Goodnight. And I think, honestly, this is a really great ballad. I think this is probably one of the most standout songs on the album with Makes Me Wonder. And it might even be a better ballad than Won't Go Home Without You after I've heard, because I loved Won't Go Home Without You for years. But honestly, I didn't really hear Goodnight, Goodnight until like a year or two ago. And I was like, oh, this is actually pretty good. And when I keep hearing it, I'm like, oh, wow. And you know, the thing that's interesting is when you first hear it, it doesn't sound like it's going to be that interesting. But then as it keeps going on and on, it's like, oh wow, this is actually pretty good. And we're, because like when he goes like, I'm sorry, I did not mean to hurt my little girl, and then it's like, and you know, with lines like, it's beyond me, the weight of a heavy world, I think, you know, those lines work well in the song, and I think, you know, it helps bring more of a intriguing look for people who are into the song and help like with that melody. So I think that works too. Not Falling Apart, I feel like, I don't know, I feel like that's like one of the songs that's not the most memorable on it, you know. And then coming at number 10, I think we've got like, which was funny because on Songs About Jane, Through With You was the same thing, you know. It was like, whatchamacallit, that was the 10th track, and it was a very rocking banger song, and that's the same with Kiwi. And I think it's great that they have Kiwi be like that, like there for like the 10th song. I think it works because it just it flows natural. I think it's a natural flow to it, and I think you know, and I think it like having a song that's so good, saving it for a little bit to the end, it works well. And yeah, and then we've got Better That We Break. I think that's another song that I feel like is, you know, a little not that memorable and all that. And then we got Back at Your Door, which is good. You know, it's like how I Never Seen Your Face is like a good opener, like Harder to Breathe is on Songs About Jane. I can see why they put Back at Your Door, similar to the type of ballad that they did on Songs About Jane, which was Sweetest Goodbye. I think Sweetest Goodbye is a little bit better than Back at Your Door, but Back at Your Door does work well. I do think it's an interesting song. It's like, and I can remember the chorus and actually find it catchy, so yeah. So my final thoughts on the album is that it's a good follow-up to Songs About Jane. It definitely was worth the wait. This was the album without Ryan Dusick and all that, due to his wrist injuries. And Matt Flynn was the one that took the role as drummer, even though he was performing with them for a little bit during the times when Ryan Dusick would sit out and all that. But, you know, when Ryan Dusick officially left the band in 2006, Matt Flynn took over. And I think Matt Flynn does a good job at the drum, and I think they still are able to maintain a good sound and still be able to you know, have you know, a good place in music, and even you know, have a reputation in rock in a sense too. I would definitely give this ranking a Paula Abdul.
We love you, we love you, we love you.
I would definitely give this all right, well, I guess we're done. It looks like there's no more need for me to talk, so thank you guys, and see you guys next time. Bye.